And then we can also look to his writing for evidence if we choose to do so, specifically the plays. And in his plays, he doesn't ever seem to create his plots under the assumption that any of his characters will ever go to heaven or go to hell or even see an afterlife for that matter. Hamlet is a great example. Now, here's some background on Hamlet. It was thought to have been written about Shakespeare's son. Shakespeare's son's name was Hamnet, and he actually died at the age of 11 in 1596. Hamlet was thought to have been written between 1599 and 1601. And obviously, if you've read Hamlet, you know that the whole play is about death and what happens to you after you die. And so this play essentially was Shakespeare contemplating his son's death and what happens to you after you die and what happens to your soul, what happens to your body, all of that. But throughout the play, there's never really any mention of an afterlife. And actually, the way I see it, it's actually quite the contrary, because you probably remember the part with the skull, who is Yorick, and he's being buried in the ground, and Hamlet and Horatio, specifically Hamlet, are sort of grappling with this fact that he's just going into the ground, and that's all that we can see. That's all that we know about afterlife, is that his body, his skull, is going to go into the ground. His bones are going to be in the ground. And that's all. Obviously, it's all up to interpretation. It could be taken as, you know, Shakespeare saying that literally and spiritually, the place of rest after death is simply the ground. Because you never see Shakespeare appear to grapple with a heaven or a hell or an afterlife of any sort in Hamlet, which the whole thing is about death. So I would think that if Shakespeare did have a religious background or a religious faith, it would be something that he would contemplate in a play like this. And it would be something that would be pretty obvious. Personally, that leads me to believe that maybe Shakespeare wasn't of a religious faith. And even if he identified that way, maybe he didn't avidly practice it. Now, I don't know that. I don't know that at all. But that's just what I would maybe think because of what I see. George Orwell actually wrote about this. He wrote an essay in 1947 titled Lear, Tolstoy, and the Fool, which was a sort of criticism about Tolstoy's criticism about Shakespeare's King Lear. And he said, "The morality of Shakespeare's later tragedies is not religious in the ordinary sense and certainly is not Christian. Only two of them, Hamlet and Othello, are supposedly occurring inside the Christian era, and even in those, apart from the antics of the ghost in Hamlet, there is no indication of a next world where everything is to be put right. We do not know a great deal about Shakespeare's religious beliefs, and from the evidence of his writings, it would be difficult to prove that he had any." I like also how Orwell pointed out the ghost in Hamlet. You know, that's really the only piece of evidence to suggest that maybe Shakespeare was thinking about some kind of afterlife. But I don't even think that's enough to say that he was, because there are ghosts in a lot of Shakespeare's plays. But, you know, aside from all those ghosts, there's never really any mention of an afterlife in terms of a heaven or a hell. And the thing is, any believer in any religion knows that when you're of a religious faith, you don't believe in what you believe without having doubts. That's part of religion. That's part of being faithful, is that you wrestle with doubt. And Shakespeare doesn't do that, at least not in his plays, not in his poems. There's nothing that Shakespeare ever wrote that appears to be him grappling with his faith. And you would think that that would be apparent in a play like Hamlet. So all of that coming together would lead me to believe that Shakespeare maybe wasn't privately religious at all.